Friday, January 20th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Donald J. Trump became our 45th president Friday. Given all the things that during the campaign that he promised to do on day one, Monday is going to be one heck of a busy day at the White House. I often heard from his supporters that he actually would not do some of what he promised. No, no, no. He has put together a cabinet of disruptors, very talented people, who have every intention of following through on their mandate of change. They're going to do what they can to follow through on Donald's pledge to make America great. While I worry what repercussions that may mean for the ag sector, I think in many ways that they will succeed. All hail to the chief. When my wife was in Tanzania last year on her mission trip to a girls' school, one of the questions that she was asked is if we had a peaceful transition of power in this country following elections. She thought that was an odd question to be concerning young girls, but she assured them we did. The reason that they asked was that they did not. The party in power there would cause great trouble disrupting government services that the people relied upon. Today we show the world that despite how divided the country is, we had a peaceful, respectful transition of power at noon. The lights stayed on, the Social Security checks will keep coming, and the military is still resolute guarding our national defense. I talked to many who felt sure that this election would determine the fate of the country, and that Obama took it to the edge, and that Donald Trump was necessary to avoid losing it. I think that the country is better than that, and it wasn't that close, but I get where they were coming from. Ironically, the one who was in the most control of the transition was President Obama. At risk of criticism, I always thought that he was classier with higher personal character traits than many of his critics. His policies were often flawed, frankly, as were his immediate predecessors. But the character of both of those presidents was never in question. That character came out in the tenor and temperament of the transition. George W. treated Obama with respect, and Obama had done likewise to Donald J. Trump. That should make the whole country proud. They don't make ethanol out of peaches, peanuts, cotton, or rice, and our new Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, will not be likely as supportive of ethanol as our last. I think that he will be better in other areas of USDA administration than Vilsack. I'm anxious to see what he thinks of the Humane Society of the United States as a veterinarian and the Environmental Working Group. I think that he is on our side of the fence on those issues. Both of Iowa's Senators Grassley and Ernst expressed reservations over Perdue that Trump ignored. Major farm organizations have been very quick to kiss the ring. EPA designee Scott Pruitt pledged to his confirmation hearing that he would implement the RFS as intended by Congress. There's just a huge amount of interpretation left open in that pledge. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. EPA designee Scott Pruitt pledged to implement the RFS. It doesn't mean that he will approve higher blended fuels, and it doesn't mean that he will not work to reduce CAFE standards. The things that the ethanol industry needs EPA to do are not all mandated in the RFS. I'm not sure that RINs are nailed down either. There will be an effort made by Congress to change the RFS from supporting ethanol access to capping it. Our friends in Congress will have to stop that. Pruitt brought up waivers in the RFS in the hearing. Had he been head of the EPA when corn went to $7 a bushel, he would have authorized waivers from the RFS that would have been extremely damaging to ethanol. He is the fox in the biofuel henhouse. Ethanol production set a new record last week for the third week in a row, but stocks are now starting to build again, so it is not all getting consumed as it is produced. Ethanol and DDG prices weakened, negatively impacting ethanol margins, so production should slow down. Stocks are still well below record levels. Ethanol production expressed as a percentage of gasoline consumption was 13.06%, also a record. E30 is the best ethanol blend on the market today. If E30 was the standard fuel instead of E10 for 10% of ethanol consumers, it would add demand for another billion bushels of corn. The Iowa Pork Producers President wrote that when in China, he stood up in front of over 200 Chinese pork producers and told them that U.S. pork producers were the best in the world and they should let more U.S. pork into China. That is certainly correct, but seemed undiplomatic. Hope Governor Branstad can smooth that over as ambassador. He should also be addressing the 12% tariff on U.S. pork. We are not dumping pork into China any more than we are ethanol and distiller's grain. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.